Vertex lost money 25 out of 26 years. Now, where do people think that money comes from? It's just blow out of the sky?
That's Joe O'Donnell, entrepreneur and philanthropist, talking about Vertex, one of Massachusetts' oldest, largest, and most successful biotech companies. But Vertex's path to profitability has been long and hard, with help from an unusual funding source and a unique business model. We should say here that Vertex is an underwriter of WBUR. Today in our BioBoom series, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports the company, based in Boston's Seaport District, now faces what could be its greatest challenge, resistance to the price of its groundbreaking drugs.
Lillian and Tim O'Leary and their daughter Grace gather around the kitchen counter in their northeastern home as Lillian recalls Grace's birth at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
We had a beautiful, healthy baby girl that was eating, gaining weight, pooping. So there was no indication at all that our newborn baby had this horrible diagnosis.
Oh, I can remember like it was yesterday. From that day on, things were never the same.
Grace was born with cystic fibrosis. It's a fatal genetic disease. She's now 16 years old. The average life expectancy of someone with CF is 37.
And we got her official diagnosis on St. Patrick's Day, 2002. So we learned that Irish people have the highest carrier rate of the disease.
CF is extremely rare. Just 75,000 people in the world have it. That's one in 100,000. But in Ireland, it's one person in 1,300. Unknowingly, the O'Learys were carriers of the genetic mutations that prevent cells from properly processing salt. So mucus in the lungs and other vital organs builds up thick and sticky, susceptible to infection. CF is traditionally diagnosed with a skin sweat test.
She did not taste like a pretzel to me, which is how these babies get described. And of course, we kissed her frequently.
Grace was happy and healthy until she was 10. She loves sports.
And I could feel the sweat dripping down my face. And when the sweat would dry, I would like have to peel it off. It was so salty. You could like pull at my skin and all the salt would like crack. And it was really gross.
Hospitalized weeks at a time with pneumonia and life-threatening pancreatitis, Grace missed months of school. Meanwhile, Vertex Pharmaceuticals was developing unique drugs that, for the first time, treated the underlying cause of CF, but only for a small number of people. Vertex discovered there were hundreds of different genetic defects that cause CF. Lillian O'Leary says the company's first two drugs didn't work for her daughter.
I have been following the work of Vertex for many, many years, and I knew, I prayed, that at some point down the road, Grace's specific mutations would make her eligible for the drug.
Vertex isn't a very elite company. It's like a team that's won the Super Bowl five or six times instead of one or two times.
Dr. Jeffrey Lydon is chairman, president, and CEO of Vertex. The company, founded nearly three decades ago, went public in just 2 years. Vertex is legendary in the biotech industry.
To my knowledge, no other company in the history of this industry has ever gotten three breakthrough drugs internally discovered and approved in the space of 6 years. And that's really from the outstanding science.
Biotech science in Boston doesn't come cheap. Lydon says drug hunting is a high-risk business.
This is not an industry where you typically just grow linearly. It's very much a roller coaster ride. There are ups and downs, there are disappointments and exhilarating discoveries.
Jeffrey Lydon took over Vertex in 2012, just as its new drug to treat hepatitis C hit the market. It was a short-lived biotech blockbuster, the fastest billion-dollar drug launch in history. Sales soared, then crashed to zero in 3 years. Turns out another drug company came out with a Hep C cure that worked faster, better, cheaper.
The lesson that we learned at Vertex and applied in cystic fibrosis now is we want to serially out-innovate ourselves. We don't want somebody else to do it. And that's exactly what we've done.
Vertex's focus on cystic fibrosis was a stroke of historic luck. A decade before the Hep C debacle, Vertex found a unique source to help fund CF research.
I'm an entrepreneur. I sell junk food to many, many people, and I sell some nice things, but I'm a candy man.
Meet Joe O'Donnell, a cops kid from Everett who did very well in business, parlaying a stake in a candy company into national food and advertising firms. And he's done a lot of good for people born with CF.
My number one priority in my life is the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in creating the Joey Fund to try and find a cure for cystic fibrosis.
O'Donnell's son Joey was born with a severe case of CF. He spent the first 7 months of his life in the hospital. He couldn't swallow because of the sticky mucus in his lungs.
Joey was like every parent's dream. He had a great sense of humor. He was president of his class in the seventh grade. He could hardly walk 50 steps by then.
Joey was 12 when he died. That was 32 years ago. Biotech companies weren't interested in investing billions of dollars on rare diseases like CF. The markets were too small. It seemed so hopeless.
Nothing's worse. Your son is dying. You know he's going to die. So what you do is you swing for the fences every day.
Joe O'Donnell joined the national board of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. The nonprofit's president made a risky, unorthodox bet, hoping to jumpstart research by investing $46 million of the foundation's money in a California biotech company. Vertex later bought that company and got Joe O'Donnell in the bargain. The CF Foundation president asked O'Donnell to help raise more.
You're what? You're trying to raise money from us to give it to Vertex? It's philanthropy. It's not venture capital.
In 2 years, Joe O'Donnell raised $176 million for the CF Foundation's venture philanthropy.
That money that we all put in, all of that money, was put in without any promise of a return, because it was a big return. 6 years later, we made $3.3 billion. Not one dime of that went to any individual, which is the way it should have been.
Vertex received approval for its first cystic fibrosis drug 6 years ago. From then on, the company decided to focus on orphan drugs for rare diseases, like sickle cell anemia, rather than blockbusters like a cure for the flu.
It created a unique economic model for us.
Again, Vertex CEO Jeffrey Leiden.
Because these specialty markets don't require large sales forces or large marketing budgets or large direct-to-consumer advertising, we can actually take most of our operating expense and reinvest it in science, in R&D.
Vertex spent up to 80% of its budget to develop three drugs to treat CF. They range in price from $270,000 to more than $300,000 a year per patient. Dr. Stephen Pearson says that's too much. He's president of Boston-based ICER, the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review.
So this isn't about the price just being high. It's how it aligns in proportion to the benefit for patients. I mean, that's what we did with the Vertex drugs.
ICER is an independent nonprofit that investigates the long-term value of medical treatments. Recently, its panel of 10 doctors and health economists unanimously recommended that the price Medicare and insurance companies pay for Vertex's CF drugs should be slashed by 70%.
Yeah, I know 70% discount seems like a huge amount. On the other hand, these are drugs that people need to take every year for the rest of their lives. At some point, there's a limit of how we keep this all affordable.
Before 16-year-old Grace O'Leary began taking Vertex's newest drug to treat her cystic fibrosis, she was taking 24 pills a day. Now she takes two. The cost? $800 a day. $292,000 a year.
So I've gone over a year without any infection. I have lots of friends, which is cool and kind of new for me because I was in the hospital so much that I didn't really have any friends. And I do sports teams and clubs at school and things like that. It works. Yeah.
The O'Leary's insurance company at first refused to pay the cost of Grace's pills. They appealed. Now it does. Grace's mom, Lillian, recognizes there's a high price to be paid.
While we rejoice in what the drug has done for our family, as a society, we need to do something to make it better. I quite don't know what the answer is. Do you?
The National Health Service of Ireland, where the CF rate is the highest in the world, recently struck a deal with Vertex to reimburse the company about 70% less than the U.S. list price. Vertex CEO Jeff Leiden defends the agreement, saying the cost here is higher, to pay for future research. And he makes this promise.
We are absolutely committed that all eligible patients will have access to it, regardless of their ability to pay for it. We provide the drug for them for free.
Increasingly, other large biotech companies are copying Vertex's business model, taking big risks, developing drugs for rare diseases in pursuit of profits. The questions remain. who pays, and how much. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
On our website, you'll find all the stories from our BioBoom series with charts, maps, and video. It's at WBUR.org. This afternoon on WBUR's All Things Considered, startups are at the heart of the BioBoom successes and failures.
If you want to innovate, you have to be willing to fail. And if you don't fail, you're probably not really innovating.